This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Milwaukee schools that want to reopen for in-person instruction got a new directive from the City Health Department Friday. They can open, but only with an approved safety plan at maximum 50% capacity. It's one of many restrictions on businesses and gatherings to help curb the spread of the coronavirus. The health department initially issued an order prohibiting any in-person school, but Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik clarified that the department would write a new order allowing schools with approved safety plans to reopen.
We're not talking about bam, everything's back to normal. We're talking about phased. Whatever you can do remotely, that's what you do. And whatever you have to do in person, that's what you do in a very distance and mindful way to limit the spread of COVID-19.
The restrictions on in-person school aren't an issue for Milwaukee Public Schools, which decided to start the school year virtually. But most colleges and various private K-12 schools in the city are planning to restart some in-person teaching. Nicole Schmidt is Chief Academic Officer for Lumen Schools, a Lutheran K-8 voucher school network with 4 locations in Milwaukee. Schmidt says Lumen's reopening plan is based on parent surveys.
It was very 50-50 split. Some really preferred an in-person opening and some preferred more of a consistent online option for their child. So our plan for fall is to offer an in-person school 5 days a week and then an online school, which would be exclusive online learning 5 days a week, just to meet the diverse needs of our entire student population.
The recently announced 50% capacity limit won't negatively impact Lumen's reopening plan, since about half of students are planning to learn from home. Schools that are starting out entirely virtual are also waiting on the health department for guidance about how to proceed during the school year. Jennifer Lopez is the CEO of Carmen Schools of Science and Technology, a network of 5 public charter schools in Milwaukee.
What does constitute an outbreak? At what point in time do the school close down? Is it one case? Is it multiple cases? I think there's a number of questions that are yet to be answered that would provide us as school leaders with a lot more certainty and being able to share with staff and families that we can safely reopen up schools.
The Milwaukee Health Department will issue a checklist for schools to follow by the end of this week. It doesn't leave much time for school leaders to revise, submit, and get approval for their safety plans if they want to reopen. Lumen School's start date is August 26th. Here's Nicole Schmidt.
I think navigating the next couple of weeks is probably going to be our biggest challenge. Again, just kind of riding the day-to-day around ensuring that our plan has been verified and approved, and we've gotten feedback from the health department, having peace and clarity around, are we opening in person or not?
Both UWM and Marquette University have announced that their reopening safety plans were approved by the Milwaukee Health Department. The new health department order also imposes some additional restrictions on restaurants and bars. Those businesses are required to submit safety plans by September 15th. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.